This is the Daily Creative. January 1st, new beginnings. There's nothing as thrilling as the moment of inspiration. That fresh creative breath catches you and you're swept up in a fleeting moment of possibility. Then reality crashes in and you begin to consider what it might actually take to bring your idea into the world. If you're not careful, the gentle, tender seedling that has just sprouted from the ground could be crushed under the harsh boot of pragmatism. We must learn to cultivate and live in a sense of wonder and possibility, even if for a brief time, every day. We must protect it because it is what ultimately animates our greatest work. About 15 years ago, my friend Lisa Johnson encouraged me to write a list of several things that would blow my mind if they happened, and then to review that list regularly. She encouraged me to list several career ambitions, relational goals, financial goals, personal accomplishments, or experiences, or anything else that excited me. I did that exercise and reviewed the list every morning. And much to my amazement, most of those items on the list have actually happened. There's nothing magical about writing a list. It's not wishful thinking. I firmly believe it was my willingness to spend time each morning dreaming about possibility that kept me moving toward my creative ambitions. Spend a few moments today writing a short list of things that would blow your mind if they happened. Dream big, dwell in possibility, and keep them in front of you and review them each morning. Maybe even use them as a bookmark for this book, if you're reading the book right now. Don't sacrifice what's possible on the altar of what's immediately practical. Your greatest work is still ahead of you if you're willing to stretch toward possibility. You must learn to root yourself in possibility. Here's today's question. What is on your "this would blow my mind" list?